The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And I work hard at it, too. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please, please get involved in the conversation. I mean that sincerely. I really do. I got a lot. I've got a lot coming up. We're going to have, I haven't had him on the show in a while, and I got to have him on more often. Because I love the comment, the conversation we have. He's called the ninja. Yeah, you know what? From Boston, I want to say the ninja pastor, but he's the ninja pastor. Does his own radio show on a regular. I think it's Monday through Friday. We'll find out. And he's written a book called the author of Excellence Killed the Church: How Mediocrity is Destroying America. And I got to tell you, I saw a piece that he wrote, and if you've listened to the show for any length of time whatsoever, you know that on this particular thing, we are definitely 100 gazillion percent on the same page. And that is, should Christians be wimpy pacifists, or should they defend their life? Should they defend their beliefs and defend their life? I say yes, and I have said yes for a long time. And these guys that want to decide what Scripture says, yeah, they got a problem. Anyway, let's go sideways for a minute. I want to talk about the recent report that came out that 80% of border children that arrived here in 2014, remember we were told they were all set, they were going to be placed with family, they had places to go, they were going to be taken care of. Guess what? They're placed with adults in this country illegally. And not necessarily family. So the illegals were placed with illegals to perpetuate illegality. I don't know any other way to put it. Newly obtained data shows that about 80% of the 71,000 mostly Central American minors who crossed the U.S. border in 2014 were placed by the government with adults or sponsors who were in the country illegally. How do you verify someone who's here illegally? That they're good enough to take care of kids, that they're safe. The children, we have to take care of the children. We have to make sure there's... Well, you're not making sure they're safe when you're putting more people you can't do background checks on. It's a line of crap. It's just like the abortion line of crap. Sorry. But it is. Remember, the abortions were supposed to be safe and few. Remember that? That was the whole thing, that women who really were having health issues needed to have a safe place to have an abortion and not in a back alley somewhere, right? Okay, let's say I totally agree with that. Let's say most of America totally agrees with that. Now in California, you got a physician's assistant that can do it. In Texas, the Planned Parenthood is pushing back because they simply want the doctor performing the abortion to be affiliated with the local hospital. All these little things that would keep it safe, make it safe, they're not doing. They're making this procedure like having a tooth pulled. It's craziness. Now, the Department of Health and Human Services provided data, in response to a Freedom of Information Act requested by the Associated Press, the data showed that 6% were placed with adults with temporary protection status, which applies to some Central American citizens who have been victims of a catastrophe. 4% were sponsored by American citizens and 1% by immigrants facing deportation proceedings themselves. So here we do is we give a, a child who came here illegally, two adults that came here illegally that are facing deportation charges. And where and how does that make sense? Tens of thousands of children from El Salvador, Guatemala, El Salvador. Come on, you know where I'm from. Tens of thousands of children from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras began arriving on the border in Texas in 2014, overwhelming the border officials, overflowing government shelters, and further, what does that say? Oh, backlogging the country's immigration courts. Now, see, what I would do, I'd put a whole bunch of temporary judges on. That's just me. I'm not too swift. I would be doing these like traffic court. You know, where's your paperwork? Where's you at? What's this? Do you comply to the law? Bang, send them back. Right? Let them stay. Send them back. Let them stay. So, I mean, I'd be going through this like diarrhea through a old man. I don't have a better. Now, Republican lawmakers have blamed the influx on the Obama administration's policies. They say encourage kids to leave their countries and come to the border. They do. There's advertisements going on in those other countries about coming to America. They go on to say that releasing unaccompanied children to sponsors who lack legal papers encourages illegal immigration and reduces the chances that children will show up for deportation. Yeah, who's going to send them back? Nobody's going to send the poor kids back. You get the little children. Look at his face. We don't want to say, well, get past the tattoos. Look at his face. Immigrant advocates insist that minors are fleeing violence and should be granted asylum, the top priority for children. What about our people that have had violence on the border states? You don't do anything for them. You don't help them out. I guess if you're an American facing violence, that's okay. Top priority for children, they say, is to be placed with parents or close relatives so they can get on stable footing in the U.S. Any effort to deport sponsors might spook them from coming forward and putting children at risk. You know, here we go again. Then don't place them with people that are about ready to be deported. Find somebody else. You create the problem, and then you want to create sympathy for the problem that you created by pointing to the kids. U.S. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte, a Virginia Republican, said he was not surprised by the data. He blamed current policies, as well you should. Look, you can't keep blaming Bush for this. You can't keep blaming the Republicans for this. You Dems had a big hand in this problem. By placing illegals with illegals about to be deported, and it's our fault? You're out of your mind. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with the Ninja Pastor right after the break. Don't go far. Don't do anything stupid. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
He was a famous trumpet man my Chicago way. He had a boogie style no one else could play.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You can find me at TheRealSide.com or head over to GCNLive.com. Either place, you'll find the shows. I have classic podcasts up on The Real Side. We don't have old stuff. We have classics, and you can check it out there. You can check out the story. You can check out the writers. A whole bunch of things going on the website. I don't want to waste my next guest's time. I should have him on more often. I don't know why I don't. Probably because I'm lazy and just don't think about it. I've got Dr. Sean Greener on the line with me, and I've had him on before. He's known as the Ninja Pastor, and if you're from Boston, it's the Ninja Pastor. And I got to tell you, he's got a great show and a great grasp on things. And no, we're not going to get all hooky spiritual on you or hooky God on you. You know, I don't like that kind of thing. But he recently wrote an article that had to do with should Christians be wimpy pacifists and defending your life? And you know, I talk about that on this show all the time on how the reality is that Christians, you don't just drop to your knees. You don't sit on the couch waiting for God to do something. You know, you can pray about things. I'm not telling you not to, but you've got to do something. Anyway, Dr. Sean, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, man, Joe, it's my pleasure. It's an honor to be here. It's you have an awesome show. I talk about your show all the time on my show.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I say, man, you got to listen to this guy. I don't know how you do what you do. It's amazing.
Well, like you do. You know, you've got a passion for it. You understand it has to be done. And I tell you, my biggest disappointment most of the time, even though I love my brothers and sisters, are my brothers and sisters in Christ, because, you know, a lot of them hold the attitude that God's going to do what he wants to do. No reason to pray. No reason to fight. You know, people in power because God wants them in power. You know, God put Hitler in power so he could wipe out 7 million Jews as chosen people. I get it. You know, just craziness. And I think they do it because they don't want to take responsibility for what's going on around them. But your piece, should Christians be wimpy pacifists? Should we?
People ask me that all the time, and I guess being a reverend doctor, I should anticipate this. And I think part of the reason why they ask me that is I'm a reverend doctor that is a hardcore conservative. I put the Bible first and then the Constitution. And so they're going to ask me this. And the fact I'm called the Ninja Pastor for a reason. We had an executive protection firm, a very high-risk executive protection firm, and military, police, all the different backgrounds that I have, so people feel comfortable asking me, and it's, won't God protect me if I just trust him? Or doesn't Jesus say that violence is wrong? And so if we participate in violence, isn't that the opposite thing? But here's the thing. I believe studying Scripture, the Christian especially has an obligation to defend and protect himself. And more importantly, look, it goes even further than that. We can't just stop at our own bodies. We have to say, we not only have an obligation to protect ourselves, because who gave us life? God gave us life. Yep. He gave it to us. We have an obligation to also protect others. And so the question comes up, yeah, but I'm not my brother's keeper, am I? Yeah, yes, you are. You are your brother's keeper, and that's whether you like it or not.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, I'm it makes for lousy radio, but I'm on 100% the same page with you. I tell people all the time, look, to my Christian brothers and sisters, don't wimp out, because if God gave you government, when God gives you things, should you not take care of them? Should you not do what you can to preserve them and keep them right? God gave us government, and he gave us government for a reason. And the word tells us that we're supposed to choose our leaders. We're supposed to go out there and make sure we have righteous men. And I don't know exactly what the scripture is. I'll look it up while you're talking. But there's another scripture that says when a godly man rules, the kingdom is at peace.
Yeah.
Do we really expect that heathens are going to elect a godly man?
Yeah. And you know what's funny about that? I think the original argument really comes down to what do people actually believe? Because that's what I always try to drill down to is, well, first, I don't question anybody's relationship with God, but I question the foundation, the basis upon which they build that.
Agreed.
And, you know, the thing is we either recognize God as who and what he is, or we try to recreate him in our image because it's easier for us to understand and accept if it's in our image. But 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, or know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have from God. And you are not your own. We were bought with a price. Glorify God, therefore, with your body. So you talked about governance. Personal government, governance starts with yourself, starting with your foundation of why you believe what you believe. What actually do you believe? Well, nowadays, you have a situation where we're actually bickering over, hey, I don't know what sex I am today, but I want to go into whatever restroom I want, and you're a hater if you say I can't. Look, if we don't have a foundation to where we're not even, that shouldn't even come up in this, it shouldn't even be part of the public discourse, but it is. And big performers had millions of dollars tied up, their sponsors had millions of dollars tied up in appearances down in North Carolina. It's such a big thing to people, and we're so far away from our body being a temple of the Holy Spirit that we're actually bickering about this. This is actually a part of the discussion. So for me, I look at the foundation and I say, okay, you know, people ask me a question, you know, well, I don't know. Aren't I supposed to just be a pacifist? Wasn't Jesus a pacifist? He said violence is wrong.
The Jesus I knew tore up a temple one day because they weren't doing the right thing, right? The next to the temple.
Yeah. Well, here's the funny thing. Didn't you know that this is the house of prayer? This is my father's house of prayer. But the crazy thing about that is one of the classes I had in seminary talked about the physical link of things, you know, the scripture and the land and the scripture. And so the people of the land and the land of the people. And one of the things that we had to do was really come to understand certain passages of Scripture, the basics of it. And so one of the things that I chose was that very Scripture. And what actually happened there? What was really going on? Those tables in that time were very heavy tables, very dense wood.
I was going to say, they were real tables. They were real tables.
200 pounds apiece. Who do you know that can walk into a place and flip tables over with stuff on them?
That's right.
That are 200 pounds apiece. I mean, look, you know, the whole Bible is germane. You can't have Let's look for fun. Psalm 82:4, rescue the weak and needy, deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. Well, what do? You yell stop or stop louder if they don't stop then? You know, I'll stop or I'll yell stop louder. Look, man, the Scripture tells us we have to rescue the weak and needy. We have to deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. And I've got news for you. The Quran, our enemy, says, you know, they can lie. They can do all these other things. They can kill us. They can stone us. They can rape. You know, all of these different things. It's all in their own Quran. And we just...
I hear you.
We're just sitting there going, well, I just, you know, no, our job is to rescue the weak and needy. If we see someone.
We got to go for a break here in a second. And what I want to wind you up on.
Uh-oh.
When we come back, I want to wind you. I don't know if you heard this story about the transgender Baptist preacher, Allison Robinson, who says that an angel of reason appeared to him or her and told him the Bible was wrong. And getting traction in today's a Christian environment, if you would. And of all things, a transgender Baptist preacher is what threw me for a loop. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Rail Side. We'll be back more with the Ninja Pastor right after this. Don't go far. We really will be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And really, don't get involved in the conversation. And I got to believe that you have some kind of high IQ, because of the 3,000 shows that are on there you could be listening to this evening, you've chosen mine. And I do appreciate the time that you, again, that you spend with me on the air. I don't take it lightly. I know you could be listening to, you know, 3,000 other shows out there. I'm not just saying that. I know it's true. But you've chosen this one, and I do so much appreciate it. I want to get back to my conversation. I always have such a good time with this person when they're on the air with me. We've got Dr. Sean Greener on the line with me. He's known as the Ninja Pastor. And look, Dr. Sean, before you get rolling, tell people where they can hear your show, where they can find your writings.
The best place, I tell you, thank you very much. The best place is theninjapastor.com, theninjapastor.com, or drshawngreener.com. It's just drshawngreener.com. I'm on iTunes. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, all those places. But probably the best centering point for them would be theninjapastor.com.
And by the way, you now have to call me the right reverend.
I'm all over it, man.
What I did one night is somebody sent me a nasty gram about how I was disrespecting Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson. So I went on to prove that reverend means absolutely nothing. Titles mean nothing. What is somebody living? What are they doing? So I spent the $25. I sent to them and got my little reverend card. You know, when I held it up on the screen, I said, now you have to call me a reverend. Even you people who wrote me the nasties who can't stand me, according to what you wrote, you have to be nice to me now because I have a reverendship in front of my name. So you see how asinine that is. The card, the name, means absolutely nothing. What are they doing? So, Eddie, I always get a kick out of that, thinking that people, because you have a doctor in front of your name or you have a reverend in front of your name or something like that, you automatically deserve more respect. I don't buy into that line of thinking. I give you respect for going to school and working it through and pursuing that, but I don't give you respect just because you have a title. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree 100%. In fact, you know, you brought up before the break about, and I don't know what the real name is, Allison.
Right, we're going to talk about that, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You know, you talk about the reverendship and how you can get that in front of your name, not a problem. Look,
Before we go down that road, here's what I want to do with you. I want to go down that road with you, but before we actually go down that road, what do you say to your brothers and sisters in Christ? We're going to talk about him in a second. What do you say to your brothers and sisters in Christ who say, we have no right to judge him or her?
Why? Why do you say that? Am I judging them? Or because let's look at the facts. The facts are what they are. Look, it's not judgment if we look at a truth and say, this is the truth. An example would be, If my hair is on fire, I want Joe Messina to say, hey, brother, your hair's on fire. Well, if I'm feeling particularly soft that day and I don't like being yelled at, I'm going to say, hey, don't yell at me, man. Don't yell at me. And you say, nah, dude, your hair is on fire. If I ignore the truth that my hair is on fire, I'm going to be burned. I'm not going to be any less burned because I'm ignoring that. And so there's certain truths of life that we have to accept. You know, if someone is a man when they're born, now I have a sensitivity. I know a couple of gender reassignment people, and I know them very, very well. And it's a situation that we can have very friendly conversations. I don't call them by their gender reassigned. I still call the one was a man, the other was a woman. I call them, you know, by their original thing. And look, it's, you know, I'm not going to ignore fact. And the fact is what your birth certificate say? I understand that people go through a lot of struggle and all that, and I'm not going to be ignorant or mean. I'm not going to throw rocks at them. But am I going to tell the truth? Sure. I'm not going to ignore it.
Have you had Walt Heyer on your show yet?
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. I've heard that name a few times.
I've had him on the show a couple of times. He's a great, great man. He loves God. He went through this. He struggled as a man to be a woman, and they helped him become a woman. They helped him get the reassignment surgery. Spent 8 years after the surgery still wanting to commit suicide. He never really changed, worked on the heart and the mind. And when he wanted to go back to being a male, they wouldn't help him anymore.
Yeah.
All right? But he will tell you, he found Christ, and he will tell you, you know, he's now at peace with everything, and he's helping other transgenders at this point, which I find amazing. He is really doing it. But the heart of what I want to go to here for my Christian friends is this. Right away, when this man says that an angel of reason told him the Bible was wrong, okay, the first words out of his mouth should have been, get thee behind me, Satan.
Right.
I mean, right. The fact that a person that went to a seminary that says that they understand, they have a reverend in front of their name, they've studied God, doesn't know that, shows me the deeper problems here, right?
It's pretty extraordinary because, looking at Allison Robinson's life, you know, this is not a dumb person. She went to Baylor University's George Truett Theological Seminary, got a Master of Divinity. But the Master of Divinity there was an emphasis on social justice. You know, right from the start, you've got a situation where we look at that, and if we don't go back a little bit further, we'll just kind of accept the story for where it is. But this was a West Point graduate, a captain in the United States Army, served with honor and distinction. I mean, we're talking about somebody who majored in physics at West Point. Majored in physics. This is not a dumb person. And then when you add on that this person worked at Los Alamos National Laboratory, when they went there, you know, that's a dangerous place for anybody to go that has personal, we'll call it personal confusion. But look, man, if you don't know what sex you are, I would say that qualifies as serious personal confusion, internal turmoil. I don't know that I want people, let alone in my restroom or with my daughter or whatever. Let's leave that alone. I don't want them near any buttons to nuclear weapons. And so I look at that, and I look at this person. I say, okay, here's a person who, you brought up how easy it was to become a reverend, a minister. And so now all of a sudden you want to be called a minister. It's so easy to be called a Baptist minister. People say, well, Baptists, they're a bunch of Bible thumpers. Look, it is so easy to become a minister. Absolutely easy to do that. But this person, as I understand it, did so before, I'll use the term transitioning, because they transitioned in 2007. It must have been right before. And, you know, I have to look at that, and I have to say to myself, you know, I don't know if you've ever looked this up, by the way. It's not just taking pills. It's not just taking female hormones. There's a lot of pretty gruesome stuff that goes on. A true gender reassignment is, number one, extraordinarily expensive. Who's paying for this? Man, I know a lot of people out there can't get medical care for real serious stuff like cancer treatment and other things, and they're wondering, well, I guess I have to die now. Meanwhile, insurance companies are paying for these? Come on. That's just crazy.
Oh,
but look, You mentioned before, you said before about, you know, don't judge, you know, and the left and liberals and alleged conservatives will say all the time, look, it's not my business to speak into their life. It's not my business. But Ezekiel 33:6 says, but if the watchman sees the sword coming, does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and a sword comes and takes a person from them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood I will require from the watchman's hand. Look, if danger is coming to other people, and look, we can't look at that and say that's not danger. You say, well, they're very normal people. They're very normal people. Really? Man, Google gender reassignment surgery and tell me. When I say that, I don't want to say that I look down on the person as far as a human being. But I'm making a very reasonable assessment that when a dude gets equipment, original equipment, excised from their body and new equipment built, that's a serious mental thing. And you brought up the guy that had it done.
Walt Heyer, yeah, very Walt famous Heyer. Guy. Wrote a book called Paper Genders and how they kind of, yeah. But, you know, come back to the spiritual side of this. Come back to the God side of this thing where I don't know how, and I know the transgender movement inside the church is growing. I just don't know how pastors and others are accepting, you know, when God says he made them male and female, when God says he made man, he made woman, how do they explain that stuff away?
You know, I'll tell you how it happens. One, the very first step is obviously Saul Alinsky had a lot to do with it because, you know, he was in one very short book, Rules for Radicals, he really developed the game plan for the left. And so what he said was, keep saying something. And say it louder. If they shout back at you, no, that's not true. Shout it louder back at them and keep shouting until they give up. They'll give up. But here's the other thing. What have we done? We've allowed, and this is in his deal too, co-opting the vernacular, co-opting the language, changing the language. Words aren't little things. Words don't mean a lot. They mean everything.
Hey, hold that thought, because I want to come back to why words mean so much. We talk about that a lot on the show, and they do. They mean a boatload. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. We've got a lot more to talk about. No, really, don't go far.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Freedman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. 855 Real Joe, 855 732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation. You can hop up to the website. We've got a real live chat room going on during the show. And you'll find that at therealside.com. Sign up for our email blast. We send out one a week. We don't inundate you with crazy stuff. We send out about one a week. I let you know the guests, the times, all that fun stuff. But other than that, you've got to engage to understand. You've got to engage to know what's going on. You can't just hide in your bedroom and hope it'll all blow over. I've asked Dr. Sean Green to join me today, and he's also got his own radio show. Dr. Sean, tell them where they can find the Ninja Pastor.
The best repository for all things Ninja Pastor is theninjapastor.com, theninjapastor.com, or drshawngreener.com. That's just drshawngreener.com. That's the best place.
I want to get back again. You know, I talk about it a lot on my show about how we've allowed them to define these words, and they get to use them any way they want to, any time they want to, and we just accept it. We need to stop doing that. You know, I told you, 15 years ago, somebody called me a racist. I'd have to stop and really think about what I said, what I'm putting out there. Now they say it, I kind of giggle about it and go, yeah, okay, whatever. Racist, homophobe, Islamophobe. I mean, anytime we just don't agree with them, we're a phobe of some kind. But we've allowed this to happen in the Christian church. And we've got to stop this, right? We have to have people step up and stop this.
Here's what I think. I wrote a book some years back called Excellence Killed the Church, How Mediocrity is Destroying America. You can find it on our website and Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all those places.
And our website, too.
Yeah. Oh, cool, cool, cool. Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate that. Well, here's the crazy thing. You know, in the book I talk about, why won't Christians tell things like it is? Why do they back off of social issues and why do they want to? Well, the name of my radio show is The Collision of Faith and Politics. So, look, man, it is all inexorably linked. There's just no way to pull them apart.
That's
our
right.
Governance starts with ourselves. Our governance starts with God. So if we feel as pastors, and I tell people, I travel all over the country doing speeches and stuff, and one of the things I tell them is, if I go to a group, part of me going to the group, I say, look, I've got to give, tell me how many people you expect to be there. I'm going to give every person a copy of my book. And if there's a way to give it to them a week before or however long before I get there to speak, I'd like for them to have that. And one of the things I talk about is, look, this book is either for you or it's about you. And I say that because pastors... I'm not going to say the school, because I'm also an alum of that school. But my son went to a very large Christian university, and he said the most effeminate males, you could always tell what they were doing, what their major was. They were either going to go on to seminary there and be a pastor, or they were going to be a worship pastor. Those were the most effeminate. Those were the, you know, they had the softest feelings, and they, you know, it's just like they... You know, skinny jeans and the real soft hands. They'd never done any hard work. They'd never been really yelled or screamed at, and they, you know, they'd cry at the drop of a hat. And they hadn't made a decision as to what they really stand for. And they say little bumper sticker Christian phrases, and you know, Jesus is only about love. My Jesus is this and that and the other. And I said, man, you've got to read the whole Bible. You've got to read the whole Bible. Look in Nehemiah 4. The Israelites, you know that deal. They were sent back from captivity to rebuild Jerusalem. Listen, we got a full-on war about to start here. They're rebuilding their lives. And the civil ruler, Artaxerxes, King Artaxerxes, you know, they're not at war per se, but look, there's a situation where we got to come back in. All right, well, I'll tell you what you think of. This is kind of like a similarity here. Think of the KKK threatening black homeowners and students. Now, all of a sudden, the students are like, look, we're coming back. And we don't want any trouble, but if there's going to be trouble, we're going to be ready for it. Everybody around them hated them just because they were followers of God, Israelites. They were citizens, not soldiers. And so in Nehemiah 4:13, it talks about the people stationed people by families around the city. They weren't trained soldiers. They weren't law enforcement officers. They were just concerned residents and settlers. Some of those people, you know, and if that were now, we would say some of those would have to be pastors. They weren't soldiers, they weren't law enforcement people, none of that stuff. But we know that these families, by the scripture, the whole scripture, they were armed. They had their swords, their spears,
right,
and their bows. So, look, and they were willing. They just didn't have them to show them, hey, don't come over here, we have a knife. No, they said, hey, you come here, and we're going to fight to defend our family. It started with family. It started with my group. And they were willing to apply this lethal force to defend themselves. But, you know, nowadays, you look at a dude at a church, a lot of these, I'm getting ready to speak at a huge church in Georgia, and I'm really excited. They have a huge, I think one of the largest Christian schools in the country, a very, very, very good school and a really, really awesome church. And, you know, the pastor looks like a man, and everybody that's involved there, that's in, you know, the males that are there in leadership of the church, they look like men. They like to hunt. They like to get out there, and, you know, one guy, he's, you know, what he likes to do in his spare time is learn how to lay brick and blocks and, you know.
Now. Hey, you're profiling, you're stereotyping. I don't know if you can do that.
Well, here's the thing. Nowadays, you ask, why is the church so afraid? I think it starts with the leadership. You've got pastors who are so afraid of losing their 501c3, their tax. Oh, I can't talk about.
But I think you said it early on in the conversation. You know, they have so been taught about the quote unquote love of Christ, but what they don't realize is There wasn't. Christ did not accept everything.
No.
All right, and he did tell. I mean, what a judgmental thing to tell the woman who was committing adultery to go and do it no more.
Yeah.
I mean, they forget about those kind of things, and it's only about the love of Christ. And that is not the real world. And you don't teach people about the real world, too, the world that we have to operate in, by just telling them, you know, you love everybody no matter what. Now,
yeah.
I get the whole part. You love human beings, okay? I get that. You love the core, but you don't love what they're doing. You don't love what they stand for. If they worship evil, I mean, seriously, you're not supposed to go around like you're on drugs or something. Some of these guys walk around like they're on a happy drug 24/7.
Yeah. And they have that weird voice they put on. You know, if you don't know their pastor, they're talking to you fairly normally.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking, and then all of a sudden, if, you know, someone comes up that's in their church or whatever, somebody knows they're a pastor. Hi, how are you? I hope you're blessed. You know, be blessed today. And I call them church words. It's church vernacular. Mm-hmm. And I really believe, I talk about this in the book, too, and in different speeches I do. Look, we've got to use... I had a really, at one point, very successful pastor come to me for coaching, personal coaching. He was really struggling. All of a sudden, people are just, you know, the mass exodus from his church was unreal. And then the deacon board came against him and all these different things. And then he went to this next church, and they really loved him at first. And then it kind of started to fall apart again. He's like, man, I just don't know what to do. I said, send me seven of your best sermons. Seven of your best sermons. And first of all, he struggled so hard with that. My best sermons, I mean, am I really supposed to think that my sermons are good? And, you know, the Lord behind it is the only thing that makes me. I said, look, dude, if you're struggling this bad, find me seven sermons that you would look at and go, yeah, I'm proud of these sermons. Not, you're not prideful. You're proud. You say, this came together good for me. I worked this out. And then I delivered it as God would want me to do. You know, send me those. So finally he sends them to me. And I know this guy. I've known him since he was 13 years old, or 12 years old. And he's using this voice when he's preaching and when he's praying. You know, he's a Southern boy, and he's using this voice. And I'm like, that's not you. Where in the world did you get that voice? You're not. First of all, you're not from England. That's number one. And I said, look, pray. And he asked me to autograph his Bible. I don't know why, but he did. He asked me to autograph his Bible. And one of the things I wrote on his Bible, pray in the voice that God gave you at birth. Pray in that voice. Pray with that soul. Because he knows who you are. He's knit you in the womb. He knows you. You're not going to impress him. And you know what else? You're not going to impress the people that have come and sat in the pews or the chairs or wherever they're sitting in your church. You be you.
Right.
Talk who you are. God will use you. But in the modern church, what do we have to have? We have to have... It's all about peace and love. It's all about,
I know.
You know, it's all that stuff, and it's all about the performance. It's all about the appearance, listen, the production value.
You and I've had that production value, but when I go out to eat with people, they'll say, well, you know, let Joe pray. And I don't know why. It's kind of like, I don't know why people are so afraid to pray. They're praying. It makes me nuts. Anyhow, I pray pretty fast, and I only pray for the food. Okay, I mean, it really is like a 10-second thing.
Yeah.
And they go, they just look at you, and I said, okay, so God's not bound by speed, number one. I'm blessing the food, not the kids in Japan, number two. All right? And I'm thankful for the food. I'm thankful for the resources. I'm thankful for the company. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm done.
Right? I call that pray preaching.
Yeah.
Lord, yes. We thank you.
Oh, yeah. That
Happy Bob Evans. Among all my friends, Lord.
Oh, God.
You know, it's praying for everything under the sun. Meanwhile, your food is cold. People around you
are like... depending on the pastor I go out with, I order salad or meat. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, listen, we're up against it. The other thing, too, is I'm going to send you a copy of my book that's coming out soon. It's called The Ramblings of a White Ring Bible-Thumping White Guy.
Oh, I totally cannot wait.
That's figured. So anyhow, tell people where they can hear your show quickly. We got about 10 seconds left. Quick.
TheNinjaPastor.com. TheNinjaPastor.com. DrSeanGreener.com. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, and you got to go there. Check us out. Stay with me. I got a lot more coming up the next hour. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stay with us.